You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 16 and verse 23. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men." In this passage, Jesus revealed a lot of mysteries. We are just going to focus on few. Did you notice that to belong to Satan is not necessarily to do evil, what we call evil? It is to mind the things of men. I want to ask you, what really is important to you? Is it the things of God or the things of men? Did you know that even as a preacher, you may not know when you begin to care about likes, comments, and shares, about the number of views that you are having, rather than about God being glorified? Everything we are doing, the question is it about God being glorified? Did you know that to be mindful of the things of men is to align with Satan? Can you see what the Bible says? Jesus said, Satan, he mind the things of men. Satan is only concerned about the things that concerns men. He doesn't care about what God cares about. Nothing concerns Satan and the devil. He only cares about the things of men. Jesus was going to die, and that death will bring salvation. And Peter was saying, no, you are not going to die. Evidently, it was Satan that was speaking through Peter. Because he said, you will not die. Those are the things men care about. You know, it makes sense to us that somebody is saying to us that we will not die. Oh, we will live. We will live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. Oh, you'll be fine. Everything will be all right. There are many preachers today. They are very satanic, but you don't know. You even love them. Many of you are sharing their post because all they are telling you are the things that pertains to men, not the things about God. They are telling you marriage, but not from the perspective of Christ, but from a human perspective. But you love them. You enjoy them. You share their posts. I see some people even share some of those posts with me. I just shake my head. Sometimes I'm wondering, is this person really hearing the word of God? Can't you discern that this is just about the things of men? God has not called us as preachers to be mindful of the things of men, but the things of God. The things we are to preach are the things of God. It is how the things of God relate with you. That is our business. It's not about the things of men. Satan is very much concerned about the things of men. So you will think he cares about human beings. No, he knows that caring about the things of men is the best way to deceive us. And he knows that it has nothing to do with God. So even though he looks like he's caring, he's actually very evil. Many preachers don't know today that they are full-time messenger of Satan on our pulpit. Because this is what they are doing. They are not telling you the things of God. You see, God says you will suffer. He says, if we suffer with Christ, we shall be glorified with him. A man will tell you, I said, as from today, I put an end to suffering in your life. Amen! You are excited. You are even sharing that post. If the man says he has a prayer meeting for 6 a.m., you quickly go and join him. If he has a prayer meeting for 6 a.m., you go and join him online to pray together with him. What you may not have realized is that you are fully working with Satan. Oh, may God give you understanding to understand deception. The goal of deception is that you will not know that you are deceived. So you don't know. You are doing it, you enjoy it, you are sharing it. Many of you don't know that you are part of the army of Satan, spreading the message of Satan around the globe by many things that you are sharing on WhatsApp. And I'm telling you, many believers are doing this because they share some to me myself, and I shake my head that this person can't even see that he or she had become a tool in the hand of Satan, spreading the things about men. Always ask yourself, what is Christ in this thing? What is Christ in this message? Do you know there are many people today who are talking about marriage? They will say things that you like, but they are not preaching Jesus. And I see many of you, you are sharing it because you like some of those things that they are saying. You don't know that you are forwarding the message of Satan. Any marriage that does not produce honor to Jesus is nothing. So any teaching about marriage that is not about glorifying Jesus and revealing the Father is a waste of time. But they say nice things about Mary that you enjoy, you want to hear it, even though they don't point you to Jesus. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.